This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, well, you heard it. We're waking up with these bone-chilling temperatures this morning.
And these are major problems for those trying to get to work this morning. KRLD's Georgia Alfredas is reporting live from Spur 408 in Keyston, Southwest Dallas. Tell us about that backup, Georgia.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm kind of on that hill where you can see Potter's House and PBU, and from my vantage point, it's clear that this traffic is pretty much at a standstill. Police officers are currently still detouring cars from Spur 408 onto Keith Boulevard. So, you know, with really only one way to navigate, drivers are forced into like a two-lane stop, and the flow of traffic is just kind of trickling through that stoplight. Now, from where I sit, I haven't seen any salt trucks or crews treating the road, so people caught in this jam might be there for a while. So whatever you do, steer clear of 408 North and I-20 near Keyst. From the 24-hour news center, Georgia Alfredas, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is cold out there, but how does it feel?
I'm here in Mansfield along Highway 360, and oh, Hannah, is it cold out here. Not only have the bottoms dropped out of our thermometers, but that wind. Temperatures have fallen into the mid-20s overnight, but that wind is slicing out of the north, coming straight from the North Pole. I'm standing here facing north into that wind, and it cuts through you like a box of knives. Now, let me tell you what. Take this advice from a guy who spent 14 long and frigid winters in Minnesota and Wisconsin. When you leave this morning, throw your warmest sleeping bag in the back seat. Better would be two, or at least a couple of your warmest winter blankets. Leave them back there, and if your car should become disabled this morning, you'll have something warm to wrap up in until help arrives. Now me, I have the warmest Army surplus pure wool blanket in the back seat. So heavy I can barely pick it up. But if anything happens, I can wrap up in that in the back seat and stay warm and safe no matter how cold it gets or how long it takes help to get here. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And North Texas opening up shelters where the homeless can get out of the cold in Dallas and other areas. And the Dallas City Council has approved another $2.5 million for a program that gets people into permanent housing. New City Manager Kim Tolbert says the money will help meet the immediate needs of people getting housed and moving them off the streets.
We understand and we realize that it's going to take some additional partnerships.
The Street to Home program was launched last summer. The city council will consider an additional $3 million to support the program next month.
Well, this next report has some conflicting outcomes. Elon Musk, as you well know, has been working very closely with the Trump administration to reduce costs. Yet there is a report out that Tesla has just won a huge State Department contract in 2025 that the company is expected to make somewhere in the ballpark of $400 million on a multi-year contract for armored versions of the Tesla Cybertruck. Now, the multi-million dollar contract is expected to be finalized in Q4, forecast to last for about 5 years. Now, for his part, Musk has denied that Tesla has been awarded this contract. He says it has been awarded to an electric vehicle company, but they haven't specified which one it is.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He co-founded a 3D home printing construction firm, but this Dallas businessman could not build a case for a special immigration visa.
The extraordinary ability visa is rare. John Lennon had one, so did a professional golfer. 3D home printer Sabin Joseph of Dallas isn't in that rarefied air. The native of India is the co-founder of Dallas-based Von Perry Company. He wanted that rare visa so he could continue operating and building in the Metroplex. But U.S. Citizen and Immigration Services didn't think Joseph met the strict criteria. For instance, being at the very top of his field. The agency denied the visa, saying, quote, Joseph is not one of that small percentage who have risen to the top. And now two different courts have backed the USCIS. From the 24-hour news center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Ah, good frosty morning all. Well, we did the unthinkable yesterday. We resisted the temptation to just absolutely tank this market. If there was ever a good excuse, it was yesterday's inflation numbers. Exactly what you didn't want to see. An increase in inflation pretty well across the board. And then commentary from the chairman of the Fed who came out and said, well, we obviously haven't done our job yet killing off inflation. So we'll see. We're going to continue to watch. But that pretty well dashed any chances of an interest rate cut anytime soon. And like I say, despite that, we came back. Now, there were twice as many stocks down as up, but the averages closed well off their lows of the day. The NASDAQ even turned positive, and the Dow was down a couple of hundred points. So we get another shot at this thing today. Wholesale inflation, much less important than retail inflation, yesterday's CPI. But this is the producer price index due out shortly. It is expected to uptick from unchanged to up 0.2% year over year. It's supposed to be, well, last time around, it was 3.3%. You certainly don't want to see that go any higher. In fact, you'd certainly like to see it lower. So we'll watch that. Wall Street's still reeling off the announcement yesterday from Chevron. Chevron's cutting 20% of their workforce. They're blowing away 9,000 people. They're trying to cut costs by $2 to $3 billion. We'll see what happens there. Meanwhile, John Deere is down 7% this morning. The earnings were light. Revenues did beat. But it seems as though these things are so expensive now that farmers aren't buying equipment anymore. They're renting it or sharing it. And also, tariffs are not going to do them any favors if they try to export those pieces of farm equipment. The shares of Robinhood are surging up 14% today because of crypto. Crude's down 82 cents, $70.41. Gold's up $11.30, $29.39.40. Interest rates are back down right now, 4.60%. And if the Dow opened right this second, it would be up 3 points, the NASDAQ up 20, the S&P down 2, but we'll see what happens after the latest inflation numbers come. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Texas Republicans' plans for bail reform are being put on the fast track.
Victims of illegal immigrant violence are calling on state lawmakers to pass a bill denying bail for those who are in the country illegally and are accused of a violent felony. One of them is Alexis Nungary, whose 12-year-old daughter was murdered near Houston.
Anyone who comes here illegally and does crime should not be allowed a bond. It's not right.
She had to go to court to prevent the suspects from getting a bond and says others should not have to do that. The bill is on the fast track in the state Senate, and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he has commitments from the Texas House. Michael Board, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The only thing that can stop President Trump is the judicial branch. Judges have temporarily suspended some of his most controversial orders, drawing the ire of Republicans.
I don't believe judges, courts, have the authority or power to stick their nose into the constitutional authority of the president.
Texas Congressman Chip Roy said in a video posted to X that the president needs to take a page out of former President Andrew Jackson's playbook and just ignore federal court orders. The White House said this week judicial activists are creating a, quote, constitutional crisis.
Well, there are bipartisan talks about the purchase of Greenland. Texas Senator Ted Cruz says it's not as far-fetched as some make it out to be.
Much of the history of our nation was formed by acquiring territory. In 1803, President Thomas Jefferson negotiated the Louisiana Purchase.
Senator Cruz heads the Commerce Committee, which held hearings this week about the strategic importance of Greenland. He pointed to trade routes and a growing influence of China and Russia in the Arctic region.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.